Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is a real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the gray pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. And some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lot of shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like
hate.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like what
Nip say. Hold up. Blah, this ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates, but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Ran a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication. Hard work, plus patience, to some more of my sacrifice. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts a kid to bed. This that I got realness, I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just
just win again, then win again like Wimbledon. I serve, yeah, that's him again. The sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch. Your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See, my pedigree most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offends you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna plead this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth when the prophets say I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why
DNA.
I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than race has done in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar, sipping from a Grammy, parking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor, features out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter's rock, wearing sandals, sugar on a Monday, stretching in the planner, watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own. I don't camera stand, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to pull it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light of skate. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, IDA.
Peace, and Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of Do the Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born a Lot, and we're here on our Black Liberation Friday, and we have the epitome of Harriet Tubman. For our conscious mind, for our mind, for our consciousness, for our well-being, for our transformation in the building. 4 years, 1,067 episodes later, we welcome back to the platform. Her Majesty, Queen Mother Zaza Ali is in the building. The phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments here on 12-20-2019. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others, and welcome back to the platform. The magnificent, multifaceted mind of this mastermind woman, who we affectionately know as Queen Mother Zaza Ali, in the field.
Peace and love, King. How you doing?
She's like, who
it always, you know. I know, because that Queen Mother thing, you know, I'm used to always paying that kind of reverence to other women, you know what I mean? I'm used to always pointing to certain women as that. So, you know, I aspire, and I know I represent that, you know, in its fullness, but yeah, I'm aspiring to that queen and mother and most importantly, goddess. That's definitely the goal.
Right. And you all that, and the Claire Huxtable of the community.
On a good day.
Oakland on the other day.
Oh, yeah, but no doubt. Oakland can potentially be on the horizon at any given moment. So we're going to make sure this conversation goes smooth so we don't have to go into Oakland mode. But thank you so much for having me, my brother. And let me just say before we get started, that I'm very thankful for you being consistently supporting me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people fell off of me in the past 5 years specifically. People whose programs that I frequented, did radio interviews, did shows, came on their platforms, promoted their work, whatever that entails. And a lot of people kind of fell off, but you have consistently supported me, not only publicly, but privately, sending me encouragement, support, and love. And I definitely appreciate that. And I'm loyal, if I'm nothing else, to the people that rock with me. So I just want to let you know that I appreciate that and kind of say that publicly.
Man, y'all heard that? I know her. Y'all hear that? That's my sister.
For sure.
They'd be like, yeah, yeah. I'd be like, yeah, that's my sister in real life, not the internet. Okay?
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. That's real. I'm honored. I'm glad to have you here on our four-year anniversary to the date, you know, right here. And
that's what's up.
Yeah, like 1,067 episodes or so later. I think it might even be more. Your little brother still.
That's a lot of radio.
Yeah, your little brother's still in the trenches, you know, and just like in your case that you mentioned, you know, many have come and many have gone, and the world, those who have gone, we wish them well, you know, and those who stayed,
yeah,
we hug them tight. You see what I'm saying? So that's exactly what it is. And, you know, with this hindsight 2020 year we approaching, you know, going to be some more of that going around before everything gets right. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So for you, let me get my Zuckerberg on. You know, what's been on your mind? You know, that masterful mind that you have. I think you've given us, you know, so many layers over the years. Lately, a shift has been taking place that I've seen, to where, you know, you're shoring up a lot of things. You know, many times you gave us aspects of yourself, totally. And, you know, what has been the shift in regards to your message and your methodology of shielding, and how important is that?
Well, that's a loaded question. What's been on my mind? A lot, and then at times, nothing at all. You know what I mean? Intentionally.
Right.
I've been through a lot in the past 5 years and really 10 years, and really my whole life. But all of it has been different stages of growth and development and initiations in order to elevate me to the next cycle and the next level of who I am and where I'm going. So right now, my primary focus is studying the laws of the universe, really studying quantum physics, and learning about the unseen world that's running the seen world, and really trying to harness and tap into that power. So, you know, I've written two workbooks in 2019. The first one is called The Science of Self, and it focuses on mind, consciousness, frequency, vibration, and how those things and energy pertain to our lives. And then I wrote The Science of Sex, and I'm getting ready to introduce my third workbook, Change Your Mind from Lack to Abundance. And all of those things really kind of incorporate and convey where I'm at right now. You know what I mean? Like I've gone through different stages where I was specifically focusing on, you know, racism, white supremacy, injustice, empowering our people against, I guess that would be the right word, or in defense of, I should say, racism, white supremacy. And right now, my primary focus is on spiritual science, tapping into the power of the mind, the power of energy, frequency, consciousness, and learning how to really govern and rule myself, and being able to articulate that in a way where I can help other people understand how to govern and rule themselves. So that's the short end of it. And that's what my primary focus is right now.
All right. And I've seen the cutoff game. They're like, they ain't no, you know, the cutoff game is a real thing right now. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of veiling that's going on and a lot of
Destroy and rebuild.
Yes.
Destroy and rebuild. Yes. You know what I mean? I've been an ongoing target, not just with social media, but like my whole life as I look back at it and really kind of analyze things. Persecuted, you know, for different reasons at different stages of my life that I didn't really understand. Some of it, you know, I attracted through where I was at in my life. And then a lot of it was just purely based on, you know, who I am and what my role is in my life. So destroying and rebuilding, trimming the fat, you know, I've made an announcement. I'm turning off my Facebook page and really just kind of focusing on my website, kind of bringing everybody into my world and just kind of changing the way that I do things. My YouTube videos, you know, there's this misunderstanding when people have access to you nowadays, meaning they can send you an email, they can send you a DM or an inbox. They feel like that's a level of ownership where they can talk to you any kind of way and tell you how to do you, tell you what you should be talking about, tell you, you know what I mean? Like really trying to size you up and project onto you who they think you are or what they think you should be about. And thank God I was raised in a time where there was no social media. So my confidence, my self-esteem, who I am is not predicated on social media, on likes, on attention or any of that stuff. So as I've, you know, been navigating life, and particularly this last year, I really decided as far as how I work with social media, it's not really my thing. So I'm going to be kind of limiting and minimizing how I use my platforms and you know, what I put on my platforms and how much content I'm actually putting up. You know, people say content is king. I don't believe that. And I honestly believe that the more people have access to you, it kind of waters down the message and the intention, not because the intention may not be powerful or there's not, you know, merit in it, but you know, some people say repetition is the father of learning, but I think in this society where people have such short attention spans, once they hear something, like everybody's talking about frequency and vibrations and the law of attraction, and, you know, it's kind of watered down now. A lot of people don't even know what vibration is, but they say things like vibrate higher. Well, what does that actually mean? So, you know, there's levels to it, you know, and I'm trying to get in my lane. My lane is all lanes, but my lane, particularly for me, is a specific lane, dealing with knowledge, dealing with consciousness, dealing with spirituality, and kind of using that to tap into Black people, our community, our consciousness, and to elevate the consciousness of the world. You know what I mean? That's what I mean when I say my lane is all lanes, just as far as, you know, learning, helping people to elevate the way they see themselves and the way that they move in this world.
Agreed. And you do it with a smile. You do it with a smile, you know? You got the Claire Hudson.
Not always.
Claire, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't always do it with a smile, you know what I mean? It's I spend a lot of my time in my office, you know what I mean, studying, reading, researching. When I'm online, you know, people always tell me, oh, you're so serious, you need to smile more. It's like, I smile when I want to smile. What is that about? You know what I mean? Mm. I smile when I feel like smiling. And if I'm not smiling, that doesn't mean that I'm not happy or that I'm in a certain type of space. You know what I mean? Like, let me be me. Let me do me. And when I feel like smiling, I'll smile. But I try to do it gracefully. You know, it's not always easy.
Right. We're not shouldering that load that you're shouldering, you know, in the public eye. That's a deal all to itself. You know, misconceptions, misrepresentation, you know, listen to, you know, he should, she say, and all that other stuff that'll have you somewhere, you know, and with you having the talents and the skills and gifts that you have, you take a lot of that stuff in, you see what I'm saying? And, you know, it has an effect. So, I heard a frown is a smile turned upside down. You understand? So that's why I said with a smile, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
No doubt. And I know what you meant by that. I know what you meant by that, you know. And that load that you talked about, you know, at one point that load was the world, so to speak. The load now, and really it's always been, you know, living up to my own potential. Living up to my own standards that I've set for myself. You know what I'm saying? If I say and mean that I'm an intellectual, which I am, okay, well, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? You sit in an office or you read books all day, or are you actually able to contextualize all these great minds and put it into a language where it can actually change people's lives? You know what I'm saying? So the load that I'm carrying now is that load. I have all this knowledge. I've been studying all this time. I've been very, you know, adamant about studying myself, being better, doing better, mind, body, and spirit. How do I help to translate that into a language that, in layman's terms, and then, you know, if we need to get into calculus, you know what I'm saying, we can do that too. But, like, you know, just really trying to format myself and my message to my personal standards, which is the real load that I'm carrying at this point. And then once I get that, you know, in alignment, so to speak, then I know that it's going to resonate with the world. I'm the real judge. I'm the real critic. You know what I mean? I'm the real, you know, standard. I'm the one holding the flag at the end of the race, you know what I mean, and setting a time for myself at this point. I don't have anything to prove to anybody anymore. I'm done defending myself. I'm done trying to get people to understand me or to feel me or to see me for who I really am. I spent a lot of time doing that. And on a deeper spiritual level, you know, that sent ripples out into the universe that came back to me. You know what I mean? So when we say it all starts and begins with self, it really does. There's levels to that, but, you know, we can get into that if we need to.
Yeah, I definitely want to get into that. I was looking through your videos, and I didn't see, maybe I missed it. You have so much content out there. Your thoughts on that movie, The Joker.
Okay. I didn't do anything. I didn't, you know, publicly say anything. I mentioned it a couple of times in my, in passing in my videos, but, you know, I'm a movie buff. I love movies, so I definitely appreciated the acting. Joaquin Phoenix is a genius. You know, I thought the movie was phenomenal, like A++. And I think at the core of it, at the root of it, there's a lot of people that are struggling in this world, and that's something that, you know, I do. I work with people in one-on-ones. Do consultations with people, and then I also work with people in my programs to help get clarity in their lives. There are a lot of people that are struggling. Some of it's mental, some of it's emotional, some of it's spiritual and physical, and some of it's all of the above. And I think that the emphasis on mental health was good. I, you know, growing up in Oakland, I grew up in an area down the street from the vet, my dad was a vet, so he always went to the veterinarian, VA for veterans, the doctors that, you know, take care of the veterans. And so being in that area, downtown Oakland, I always saw a lot of mentally deranged people, or people that were kind of coming apart, talking to themselves, you know, strung out on drugs, alcohol, homeless or whatnot. And so in looking at a person like the character that the Joker portrayed, clearly something happened in his life that split something off in him. And a lot of people are not on that to that degree. Obviously, you know, his character's that was an exasperation, but a lot of people are going through very smaller or less dramatic levels of those same types of experiences, you know what I mean, where something in them shifts off, sets off, a woman gets raped, and now all of a sudden she's not able to be emotionally intertwined with a man, or a child has a traumatic experience with his or her father, and he does something that, you know, kind of breaks their spirit. In the hood, we see this type of stuff all the time. I used to have homeboys that, one homeboy in particular, his mother was buying drugs on the same corner that he was selling drugs. But she was giving sexual favors to the dudes that, you know what I mean, were his friends. And so he's in jail right now serving a life sentence. But, you know, what is a young man, you know, growing up in the hood, dealing with all the stuff that they have to deal with, and then facing stuff like that? You know what I mean? Like, something in you can shut off, you know, if you're not careful. And this is why I emphasize, and this is why what all of my work is about, my workbooks, working with my clients, my videos now. You know, people say, oh, you on all this Zen stuff. Why are you not talking about revolution no more? Because that shit's not helping our people, with all due respect, and pardon me for cursing. And when I say helping our people, I mean we may be moving the ball forward as far as voting, as far as, you know, the educational system, as far as prisons. We may or may not be. But that's what the main focus our community has is right now. But where is the real mental and emotional and spiritual emphasis on helping people to pull themselves out of that brokenness, right? Whether it's your father's not in the household, your mother was doing drugs, you got raped by some dude, or some dudes ran a train on you when you were in middle school. A lot of our young sisters deal with that type of stuff. Somebody in the family molested you. You know, you grew up in poverty. You don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these little things that we're dealing with that are mental and spiritual and emotional ailments. That's really what my focus is right now. So I hope I answered your question. I feel like I just went around the mountain. I said a lot. Oh, the Joker. So yeah, the you know, that mental health thing, that was really the underlying, you know, you can only push a person so far before they snap. And there's people snapping around us all the time. They don't become mass murderers, you know what I'm saying? But there's people that are snapping around us all the time in our family, you know what I mean? And that's why it's important to discuss the emotional and spiritual wellness.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that movie was amazing, and it's not really something that a lot of people took into heart. I think they really just kind of glossed over it. You know, I think they saw aspects of themselves that they are unwilling or unable to confront and deal with, you know, so it's projected out. You know, I love how our ancestors are working. They're like, you know, the ancestors are in control, and then, yeah, our ancestors are calling for reconciliation. They're calling for correction. A lot of these things that are happening, you're being confronted and faced with some of your greatest fears to, you know, awaken things in you in order for you to overcome these obstacles. You see what I'm saying? They're really blessings, you know. So, you know, that mountain you're talking about, I come up on the rough side. You see, that's how it resonates with me in the state. So I know when something is of my own doing, and when something is being brought to my attention for me to see, I'm like, all right, I got it. I got you. Okay, I heard you, Ma. All right, Grandma. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, that distinct factor with, you know, some of these things that were presented, you know, in this particular film. And I use the film as a backdrop to get into the work because, you know, we hear, I want to know about, you know, the Science of Self workbook and the series and, you know, I asked you without asking you, you know, what led you in this direction, you know, to shift in this thought in regards to the focus, and you just spoke on it. So now
you did, and did I answer that?
Yes, you did. You did.
Did I? Okay.
Yeah. So now we can unpack the work. You know, how have things been? You know, now in this particular lane. And the last thing I wanted to say before you answer the question, what those people were saying to you. Where's the revolutionary talk? Where's your revolutionary program? You know, our sister is battle tested with revolutionary program. Where's your revolutionary program? Where's your transformative program in a lane that you're proficient in that will be beneficial for the lives of our people and our future generation? You know, so
well, take yeah,
the time
and
to cultivate that.
And I listen, as I have learned, and our ancestors knew this, it's inscribed all throughout the temples in Kemet. Some of it is in symbolism and some of it is direct. But our words and our thoughts are what actually create our reality. We live in a participatory universe, meaning this conversation that we're having, whoever's listening right now, somebody might gravitate towards something you or I say, a light might go off in their head, a thought might process, come up in their spirit or in their mind as far as a business idea or a movement that they've been, or a decision that they've been, you know, working on that they can't really figure out, or which way should I go, or should I leave him or her? Do I leave this job and start my own business, or should I stay where I'm at? Like, thought produces thought, which produces worlds. So when we right. talk about revolution, in order to have a revolution, you have to revolt. In order to revolt, you have to have an enemy. Right. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't have any enemies. I have people that don't like me, clearly. You know what I mean? I also have a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? So from that perspective, I don't walk around talking about the enemy. I used to talk like that, the enemy, the oppressor. I'm not giving nobody that kind of power over my life. I'm not about revolution only from the perspective, and we're getting into the linguistics. We were just having a regular conversation. I wouldn't get into it this deep, but I'm about evolving. Evolution is what I'm about. All of us, as we have a collective consciousness as a people, and then we have our individual consciousness, right? We have this notion that we have to sacrifice the individual self for the greater good. And that never made any sense to me. I was like, you know, but I have, what if I want to be a chef? What if I want to travel the world and, you know what I'm saying, and write blogs from fancy hotels? What if I want to design carpets? What if I want to build houses? What if I want to stay at home and take care of my children? Like, this idea that we can determine and dictate for any of us how our lives are supposed to play out, or who we're supposed to be, or what role we're supposed to be play, excuse me, is a reason why, you know, we're not moving the ball forward, so to speak. So, you know, you ain't gonna hear me online talking about, you know, I'm not for the revolution or none of that. We just chopping it up. But
right.
we have to be very conscientious and careful about our words, the words that we use and the energy behind them and the intention behind them. What are we revolting against? Racism, white supremacy. So that means you're always fighting. So if you're always fighting, when are you at peace? Because peace is where the power is. When you're centered and calm within yourself and you can think rationally and the world is not controlling your mind, that's when you can say, be and it is. That's when you can start moving people, places, and things around with your mind. I know because I've done it. But when I'm not on my square, when I'm not centered, when I'm not right within myself, I can't move like that. My powers are limited. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got to take some power pellets and fast and, you know, get my yoga game up and really focus on my breathing and being mindful and conscious. So if we're always fighting, when are we ever in a space where we start to forecast the future, envision the future, consciously creating reality in the future with our minds and then our thoughts, with our minds, feelings, thoughts, and then eventually deeds. So, you know what I mean? That's how I feel about that. And it makes people feel some kind of way, but that's okay. You know, I'm okay with that.
Well, let's get into the work now. Can we get into, you know, the work? You know, your takeaways from your work and your current focus, you know, what did you learn about yourself? You know, what are some of the key things that are there that are resounding themes of where we are with our people? Whether you consider them positive or negative, the truth is true.
Well, when you say the work, what are you referring?
Your work. You know, you're working with people, you know, working with groups of people. You're into this series because I'm trying to get into the book, you know.
Got you.
You know, some
okay.
of the things. So.
Okay. So I've always known, and this is why I know, like, you know, I have a special calling on my life Some people might say an old soul. You know, I have a specific mission while I'm here that's a lot bigger than just my personal life. I'm still figuring that out. But I've always known that I had the power to manifest things in my life. Even when I look back at my life as a child, growing up in a tumultuous environment that I grew up in, I knew that if I thought about something long enough and hard enough, that it would come into my reality. And it always happened. Now, as a child, you aren't really conceptualizing that, you know, or putting that into its proper context. You just kind of go on with the flow. But as I've, you know, specifically over the course of these last 3 years, my focus, my studying, and my emphasis has been on, you know, thoughts create things. Well, everybody says that. What does that mean? When you, as I'm sitting here, your brain is a electromagnetic transmitter or frequency transmitter, I should say, and so is your heart. So as I'm sitting here talking to you, my brain is emitting frequencies, and so is my heart based on how I'm feeling in the context of this conversation. And we can liken that to a television. If you turn your TV on, channel 2, channel 4, channel 25, you are, every time you turn a channel, you're picking up a different frequency. So the television is the mechanism that transmits the frequencies in order for you to see what you're seeing. So our brains and our hearts, our emotional centers, are emitting and picking up on frequencies all the time, not just from Wi-Fi and all the stuff, the 5G network and all the stuff that we're worried about, but also from other people. And they don't just have to be people in your household. They can be people that are consciously directing energy towards you. And I learned this lesson over the past year. I didn't realize how many people were consciously directing energy towards me, you know what I mean, in this public sphere, so to speak. So when I started to really study quantum physics, what is quantum physics? It's basically saying that there is a vibrational reality outside of the things that we can see physically. So wherever you are right now in your room, whoever's listening to me, you look around you, you see the walls. Maybe you have art on the wall. Maybe you're looking at your phone. You have a computer. I have all these physical things in my office around me. But at the core of all of them, if we looked at them through an atomic microscope, they are all made up of protons, electrons, and atoms. Atoms would be the main point of emphasis, and then you break the atom down. So these are molecular entities, so to speak, that can only be seen through a microscope that are actually creating our physical reality. So then it's like, okay, so if I'm thinking a thought or feeling a feeling right now and I'm emitting a frequency, that means that there is frequencies, unseen frequencies, traveling all around me right now. Well, yeah, that's what Wi-Fi is. Wi-Fi is a signal and a frequency that's being transmitted from your router, from your modem, and is being picked up by your computer when you click on whatever your modem is, and it's giving you access to the internet. So as I started to get deeper into this stuff, and really, you know, without getting too deep into this, you know, the study of quantum physics, it basically says that the observation, your looking at whatever it is that you're focused on, your intention on whatever it is that you're focused on, affects what you're focused on. So the study that they did, and they've done this in different ways over the years, different scientists and whatnot, they were monitoring and trying to see if these atoms down to a molecular level had their own consciousness, meaning the atom would do what it wants to do on its own fruition. And they found through the study that when they were looking at the atom did something different than they weren't looking. So basically, let me bring this up to date. Whatever it is that we are focused on, let's say you just got out of a relationship, you're a female, you've been in a longstanding abusive relationship, so your vibration is, I don't trust men, I've been done wrong, I don't know why this happened to me, you know, I didn't deserve this, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that means that you are on a frequency and emitting a frequency and an energy of, I don't trust men, which means you're going to attract more men that are not trustworthy. because you don't get what you ask for, you get what you resonate. Same thing with the television. You get what channel you put the TV, you know what I mean? You get what channel you put the remote control on. So if you're on that channel of distrust and bitterness and you know, judgment of yourself or whoever you were involved with, you're resonating a frequency that's going to be picked up by other men and other people in your experiences that are resonating on that same frequency. Same thing with if you are, you know, this is why when you start taking, when things start going bad and then it seems like everything just starts going bad out of nowhere, it's like, why does this keep happening? Because you're on the vibration now. You're on the frequency now, which means that you're going to keep attracting things that resonate with that same energy until you change the trajectory. The same thing is true for when things start to go good, when you have a win, when you, you know, have a confidence booster at work, you get promoted, you get a raise. You graduate, you get your degree, you get accepted into a college that you, you know, that you were, that you applied for. Now you have a momentum of success. You have a momentum of positive energy. And now you are resonating on a frequency and an energy that will attract like things to you. So when I started to really, really look at this, and again, I didn't, it was easy for me to accept because, number one, I have a scientific mind, so I'm always trying to, you know, get to the root of things. And number two, I had been doing this in different ways my whole life. I had been able to manifest things in my life without even really knowing what I was doing. So then I said, okay, what, but wait a minute. If we've been marching and protesting and fighting against the system of racism, white supremacy, and constantly talking about, you know, the injustices that we face, and rightfully so, is it possible that we are magnifying the problems in our community and the problems that are the injustice that we're constantly facing? Absolutely. So then it was like, oh, wow, okay, I had to totally change the trajectory of my thinking, not totally, because I had kind of knew some of this stuff, but it was those realizations through study, and then it was also the things that I've been through over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years with this social media stuff, and you know, that whole trajectory, life humbling me, having wins, then having losses, you know, having people that I thought had my back and that were in my corner turn against me, you know, feeling alone and like being in a dark and desolate place and really trying to like find myself. It was a combination of all of those things. And then I said, okay, if I'm going through this, I know there's a lot of people going through this. How can I start to formulate a conversation about these deep spiritual sciences, things that don't make sense to the average person and most people don't even want to hear? How can I start to contextualize this so we can have a real conversation and people can understand that we are so much deeper and so much, you know, more bountiful than anything we could ever, you know, think about? How can I start to bring this into fruition so that people can understand and relate to it? And that's what it's all about. So if I talk about, like, in the Science of Self workbook, for instance, I have an emotional chart in there. There's a couple of emotional charts, but, you know, the middle ground is the neutral place. And then you can either swing up or you can swing down. You are, you know, either high vibration, meaning happy, gratitude, abundance, you know, enthusiastic about life, invigorated, inspired, you know, like moving at a highly motivated and inspired pace throughout your life. Or you can be desolate, angry, bitter, you know, judgmental, mad at the world, you know, angry about the way you were brought up, whatever, right? Whatever your dominant frequency is the station that you're on, which means that that's what you're going to actually attract into your life. Now, this doesn't just apply to people that have the knowledge. This is applying to all of us at all times. We're either consciously creating our reality or we're creating our reality by default, which means that if you go to the hood and there is a young 13-year-old hustler on the corner selling drugs, you know, coming from poverty, father not in a household, whatever his situation is, depending on what his mentality is, if he expects to win, if he expects success, if he expects to, you know, become something and make something of his life, he's going to be the exception to the rule. And we've seen young brothers like that all the time. But it's harder from that space to get into that higher space of understanding and, you know, that higher frequency, so to speak, because so many odds are stacked against you. Now, here's the caveat to that. And then I'm going to end this, and you can ask me another question because I know I'm going on. In the Kybalion, right, it talked about the laws of rhythm and the laws of polarity, meaning wherever you are, if you look at a pendulum swinging from the left to the right, wherever you are on the pendulum, like let's say the young 13-year-old brother is struggling, he came up in the hood, mother's on drugs, blah, 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 whatever. That means that he's on it when the pendulum is on the left-hand side, he's dealing with a lot of turmoil. The odds are stacked against him, so to speak. Once he starts to take control of his life, can take control of his mind, take control of his feelings, and take responsibility for his life from a positive perspective, and sometimes that might play out through selling drugs. Sometimes that might play out through rap. Sometimes that might play out through basketball. Sometimes that might play out through school, right? Once he starts to get in alignment with his higher self, the pendulum will start to swing back to the other end. When the swing starts to happen, the more suffering you experience, that means the more access to and full embracing and becoming in alignment with the best things that this world has to offer. So in layman's terms, the more you suffer, the more you have access to unlimited abundance, happiness, health, well-being, et cetera. That's the thing that we as a people have not really grasped, the laws of the universe and how they actually apply to our lives. If we as a people for 400 and some odd years have been suffering extreme prejudice, extreme violence, et cetera, and it didn't all start with the white man. Like, there was things that were unfolding in our community in Africa that kind of set the stage for what eventually happened, but that's not my point. With the magnitude of the suffering that we've experienced, once we start to get in alignment with our higher selves, start to respect the laws of the universe, get back in touch with the ancestors and our spiritual teachings, the pendulum has to swing to either the equal side or greater side of the other side of the pendulum. Meaning, and we're kind of already seeing that through like hip hop. Now our music is basically running the world. We're producing millionaires and now billionaires. That's a part of the pendulum swing. But those brothers and sisters are in alignment with their craft and in alignment with their skill set, and that's what's moving them forward on that end. So, you know, there's a lot of levels and layers and complexities to it. But once I started to really understand the unseen world and how it's regulating and relative to what's happening in our lives, I was like, I've been off track, but I say that tongue in cheek because I have to respect my whole process of how I got to where I am. And I wouldn't have been here without, you know, where I've been. So, but I realized there is another level to this, and there is a deeper sense of power that we can tap into and not be victims of this world or victims of our upbringings and actually become masters of ourselves. That might be the longest answer I ever gave to a question in an interview ever.
Well, we're setting records over here. You understand what I'm saying? You know, right. It might be another 4 years before we do this again. So, you know, gotta make sure we got everything that we need. So how about shift in thought? Now, the shift in thought. I know you can't give a cookie-cutter answer because everybody is in different places and stages of development. What are some of the techniques that you can share with us on how that shift in thought takes place? Because this is a renewal of the mind type of experience with this, you know, shift in thought, looking at our circumstances, looking at the situation that we're in, and we're looking to swing that pendulum in the other direction, or that 189. So, you know, how do you work with someone to get them to change, you know, what they've done their whole life, basically?
Well, that's a good question. For me, peace became my priority. You know what I'm saying? Peace was like, it was like, I can't operate in this world like this anymore. Whether it's, you know, putting everybody ahead of myself, you know, trying to save, quote unquote, save the people, even though you can't save anybody, you have to save yourself. But, you know, these different levels of things that I've been through. And I just got to a point where I was like, you know what? I don't want to live like this anymore. Well, what do you really want, Zaza? I want peace. You know what I'm saying? And so from there, well, what do you need to have peace? What do I need to have peace? What am I struggling with? Where, you know, what do I want my life to actually look like? A lot of people are struggling and suffering because they're looking at a life that they don't want. You know what I'm saying? From relationships to maybe, you know, parenthood at certain times or all the time, to jobs, to businesses, to financial situation, to where they live, to where they work. You know what I mean? A lot of people are standing outside of themselves looking at their lives like this ain't it. And I got to a point, I got to that point, you know, 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, where I was like, this ain't it. Yeah, you know, everybody's cheering me and I have accolades and people know my name, and but this is not what I want. This is not my life. This is not what I see for myself. So then I had to just like kind of stop and be still. And when I say be still, I mean, I was still functioning in the world. I was still doing what I had to do, but internally I was very still. I was in observation of all the people around me, all the people that I was interacting with, all of the people that I came in contact through social media, people who would recognize me on the streets. Like, I really was outside of myself, in a sense, kind of observing everything in my life. Okay, this works, that don't work. I like this part, I'm not doing that anymore. And really starting to make decisions, not based on what the world wanted, not based on what money, on money needs, financial necessities, but really, like, what is it that I want to do with my life? So the first thing that I tell people when I do consultations and when I work with my clients, we have to figure out what it is that you actually want for your life. A lot of people on a day-to-day basis don't spend any time or attention thinking about the life they desire. They work 9 to 5, they drive in traffic, they come home, take their sons to basketball, take their daughters to cheerleading, cook dinner, maybe watch a game later in the evening, have a brew. You know what I mean? There's no real energetic concentration on what do I actually want my life to look like. So that's the first thing that I tell people, and that's what the Science of Self, and particularly my Change Your Mind from Lack to Abundance workbook is about, really discovering what it is you want in the tangible things. I want a new car. I want a new house. I want to take a trip around the world. I want a Rolex watch, whatever it is. And then the intangible things, I want peace of mind. I want clarity. I want to have a favorable and comfortable relationship with people in my family that I've been struggling with. So once you identify those things, maybe 2 from each of those lists, or let's say 2 from the intangible and maybe 4 from the tangible list, then start to really thinking about and writing out what you want that experience to look and feel like. Now, at the same time, breathing. I cannot emphasize enough the power of breath, the understanding, you know, what it means to actually take a deep, full breath, right? Some people breathe in and out of their mouth. You're not supposed to breathe out in and out of your mouth. You take in dirt and all kinds of toxins when you breathe through your mouth. You're supposed to breathe through your nose. That's what nose hairs are for. They're filters in order to keep the dirt and the dust out. Learning how to properly breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Learning how to sit with yourself quietly for 10, 15, 20 minutes in the morning before your day gets started, before the phone starts ringing, before the children are woke, before you check your Instagram and your email. Taking time to just sit with yourself and be centered and just focus on your breathing and give thanks for your life, give thanks for your family, give thanks for all of the, you know, the opportunity and abundances that this life has to offer. Doing something physical. Yoga is my thing. All of us should have some way of physically expressing ourselves, whether it's, you know, walking continuously, martial arts, working out at the gym, yoga, right? Having a spiritual reflection, meditation, emphasizing prayer, having an altar set up and paying homage to the ancestors and people in your lineage, different things like that in order to keep you tapped into your spiritual self. The mental aspect, what are you reading? don't. It's when I talk to people. If you send me a 3-paragraph letter and tell me about how your life is falling apart and you don't know what to do and you don't know where you're coming and you don't know what to do, first thing I ask is, what are you reading right now? Well, I read articles online. You have to have a concentrated, ongoing focus on keeping your mind and your brain sharp. If you are a mechanic, you should always have a magazine or a book handy that focuses on the ins and the innuendos and ins and outs of that world. I'm into spiritual science, studying the universe. I probably bought somewhere between 50 and 75 books this year about that particular focus and emphasis. You know what I'm saying? So we should have things constantly being training and strengthening our mind emotionally. And that's where that breathing process and then that, learning how to be centered, recognizing people around you that make you feel some type of way, recognizing people that throw your energy off, recognizing situations and circumstances that are patterns in your life that keep happening that make you feel insecure, off your square, always having to be on guard. You know what I mean? Like, this is the 4 aspects of yourself: mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Find a way to fine tune and to be in alignment with and in touch with all aspects of those 4 aspects of yourself. That's the simple answer. You want a more complex answer, email me and I'll send you the information to sign up to work with me directly.
That's right. That's right. So the reception for these last 2 books, I know the first 2, I love them. They're points of reference to me. They're courses of study, so, I got this Science of Life, book, and I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. It's very introspective and it's causing me to work. So I got to get a physical copy, because I got notes separate in the places where you should be writing in the book, and I always want to keep my notes in the same place. So what has been the reception like for this book or books thus far?
The reception, and this is something that I've been navigating. I don't know that my audience that I've built over the past, 10 years on social media, I'll say 7 years specifically, is in alignment with where I am right now. And I've recognized that because, for the last 6 months, I've been testing my social media pages, seeing what resonates, seeing what doesn't resonate. If I talk about the things that I really want to talk about, what kind of, attention and feedback does that get versus the things that maybe focus on popular subjects or where people are at? And I realized that I don't know that the broader aspect of my audience is necessarily in alignment with where I am because of where they met me at, and that's okay. For the most part, the feedback on both of the workbooks has been really, really, really positive. Like, the people who have actually, bought the workbooks and actually worked through them have given me very high, praise, so to speak, and very good feedback, so my goal now is the same goal as, what I talked about before. I'm not so focused on where I was, which was, why are they not supporting this? Why is my audience not really catching on to, this is the key to it all? In my mind, I'm like, okay, the light went off in my head. Oh my God. So you mean to tell me if I clean up my energy and I, get my thoughts in alignment with the life that I actually want to create, and I focus on how I'm feeling all the time and be mindful of my energy and being present, that I can actually create my life, at will? So a light goes off in my head, so I start creating content and things that will help other people to resonate with that, and it didn't really take off the way that I thought that it would. And so it set me back energetically, because I got discouraged. Like, okay, wait a minute. If I should switch gears and try to talk about something pertaining to self-accountability, right? It doesn't get the same level of interest and the level of engagement as if I were talking about racism, white supremacy, et cetera. So I went through a process of having to understand that, you know what I mean, understand why that is and understand how that relates to my subject matter and what I want to do with my life and my business. So once I saw what I needed to saw and I got what I needed to get from that lesson and that experience, my focus just became, okay, what do you want, Zaza? What do you actually want to do with your business? And stop thinking so much about, you know, the response or lack thereof, and really start to hone in and focus on what do you actually want. Once I decided what I want, then it was like, okay, now my only real job is to get in alignment with my higher self and my goals and aspirations, and the workbooks will do exactly what they're supposed to do, because now they will be reaching people that are actually in alignment with that content. So there's a twofold answer to your question. The first question, the answer is the people who've actually purchased those workbooks have been very satisfied and have given me very good feedback as far as, you know, it's not just a book that you're reading or a journaling type of workbook. It's actually a introspective look with a bunch of great minds and their perspectives on these different subjects, but it's also an introspective look at yourself and how all of this stuff applies to you. And then, you know, as far as the other stuff, like my goal right now is just to keep producing the level of content that's in alignment with where I am, keep my energy clean, and I will attract an audience that resonates with that level of content.
Okay, so where can we get, is it volume 2 or is it titled different from volume 1?
The new workbook?
Yes.
Change Your Mind from Lack to Abundance. It'll be on my website. It's done now. I'm going to put the ebook up first. It's 149 pages, so it's going to be something special. It's a bigger workbook, but the ebook will be available on my website probably Monday. And then the actual physical copy will be available the first week of January. And I know you purchased some workbooks that you wanted to do a giveaway for your audience. And I definitely appreciate you for that, the support. And, you know, hopefully it'll resonate with them the way that it resonated with everyone else.
Right. So you just set the conditions by which these people get these books here. You know, they're here, you got them, they're available. So you get to set the conditions. It got to be something that's beneficial.
I don't know. How are you going to stipulate? Like, when they do, have to email you or call in, or how does that work?
I'm saying you get to do it. Like, not. I'm just going.
You want to do it live on the show now? Is that what I'm saying? Do you want to do this like on the show right now, where you take calls, or?
Yeah, for anybody who is on that's listening, that calls in, we'll see what you got to say and see how that goes. But for the other people, after the broadcast, whoever catches the replay, we have to put some things in there. You know,
let's just say however you run it, whether it's, you know, they email you or send you a message, just give an example of a time that you actually manifested something in your life that you consciously focused on, and you know, you manifested it in your life, whether you were, you know, a child and you wanted a bike, you know what I'm saying, and you thought about it long and hard enough, nobody in your family could afford the bike, next thing you know, you get some random stranger who's been watching you from school, or, you know, whatever, you got the car of your dreams, and, you know, something by chance happened, you got some extra money and were able to get the car that was on your vision board. Like, give us an example of something that you manifested in your life through your thought process, your feeling process, and being in touch with, you know, that power. Or maybe you weren't in touch with that power, but using that power in order to manifest something in your reality.
Right. So they can email me at dnotsradio@gmail.com.
I think you should repeat that. Something's going on with your voice. It's kind of going up and down, so maybe you want to say that again.
Okay. Yeah, y'all can get that from, y'all can email me at dnotsradio@gmail.com. I got to add some stuff in there. Y'all have to like and subscribe to Raza Ali's you know, social media, whatever she has left after, you know, this month.
How you gonna keep track? How you gonna keep track of all of that? Good luck. But ideally, if they like the workbook, they gonna do that anyway. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, yeah, that's a good look though for your listeners. You know, the fact that you made that investment, and that you are willing to plug them. You know, giving that gift out like that. Like I really put that workbook together with the intention of helping people really see themselves on a deeper level.
It's twofold, you know, for me, we support, you know, nothing says support like support, you know, you can be like, hey,
right.
You know, I see what you're doing, you know, that's what's up, you know, but you can't bring
mm-hmm.
none of that to the bill, man, you know.
Yeah.
You got my nephew over there, you know, he eating three times as much, you understand, out there,
right.
So, you know, you got to do what you have to do, and it's a testament, you know. Small things.
That's a fact.
Out here,
and you know that is something. I'm sorry to cut you off. That's something that I was struggling with, you know, like in my head. I'm like, man, I help so many people. Like I, you know, what I mean, I was going through this internal war within myself because I was feeling some type of way about it. But when you start feeling some type of way about it, you start attracting more things that magnify
right.
the thing that you are feeling some type of way about. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to get that energy under control. That's why I said, okay, I'm going to pivot, minimize the amount of, you know, content that I'm doing on social media and just really start to focus on my writing and putting out workbooks and putting out things that will be able to financially sustain myself and my son. And I don't have to be getting on social media with a chip on my shoulder. Oh, you say you love me,
right.
but you don't support. You know what I mean? I don't.
Right.
I didn't start this for people to support me. I do what I do because of who I am. You know
right.
what I mean? Like that was the whole premise out of everything that has been born as Zaza Ali. But at the same time, you know, we do live in the physical world, and I am trying to build a legacy and leave something valuable for my son. So I'm in the middle now, whereas once I was giving way too much of myself, only moving based on heart energy, not really being, you know, as diplomatic or as shrewd as I needed to be at certain times with my business. And then at certain, you know, sometimes I was too
right.
business heavy. Now I'm like in the middle where I can kind of, you know, do a little bit of both and still be who I am naturally.
Right. Been there witnessing. I'm like, yo, I don't know how she, yo, the word? Yeah, word. I would have. You understand what I'm saying? So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, least I could do is get these books. You know,
yeah, no doubt.
Like, yo, I'm still here.
No doubt.
It ain't changed. It's still real.
Yeah.
We're still on the
yeah.
same team. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know. If you get it, if you ain't getting it, one day when you slow down for a second, you'll see it. Like, oh, yeah. My little bro's still in here with me. All right, you're good to go. We still in here. So that's, you know, it's interesting and it helps along the way because, you know, I went through that, burnout. You see what I'm saying? I went through that burnout and my ancestors was like, yo, go sit in the corner. You're on timeout. You're on timeout, man.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Went through
like,
it. I went through it.
You can get back in the
like,
game now.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to do this no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really went like in a mindset like, I don't want to do this no more. Like, I don't want to do any of this anymore. I'm naturally a writer. That's like my God-given talent. But I was just like, I don't want to do, like, none of this no more. Okay, but, you know, you got bills to pay, and you got a son to take
right.
care of, and you got a life to live, you know, being in that middle space, in that gray area. And there's a lot of people that are functioning in their lives, but internally their soul is like, I don't want to do this anymore. So they still get up and, you know, and function in the world physically, but on a spiritual level, they've hit a brick wall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I know because we had this conversation and that's that experience that you had. And that's the same experience that I had too. And I couldn't really get motivated and inspired about it anymore until I figured out what I really wanted to do. Like, I can't just be going online because my videos are helping people to get through the day. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty
right.
much what YouTube is. Thank you so much. You know, you helped me go through a difficult time. And, you know, okay, well, give thanks to the divine mind and the ancestors for working through me. You know what I mean? But YouTube is not a reciprocal platform.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's no mutual giving and receiving on that platform. I come, I give, hopefully something I say and do will be of value to you, and then I take that energy and transmute it into something else. You know what I'm saying? So there's really no blueprint. There's a lot of people who have, you know, oh, you need to do this, you need to put up this amount of content, you need to make sure you do this, you need to make sure you do that. Well, if that don't resonate with me, then what do I, you know what I mean? Now I might as well work a job.
Right.
If I'm doing things that I actually am not interested in, that are not in alignment with my nature, I might as well have a job, you know?
Right.
So, but I give thanks for that whole learning curve, you know, in order to really, all of that stuff really helped me to fine tune what it is that I really, really want to do. And workbooks, I have found, they allow me to share a lot of the knowledge that I study. They also allow me to write. They also allow me to create a platform, so to speak, where it's interactive, where you can see
right.
how your thoughts actually have created your life. You were in this space when you were 15. You were also in this space when you were 25 and 35, and you keep having the same patterns repeat themselves over and over. Maybe
right.
it's not him. Maybe it's not her. Maybe it's a little bit more focused on you, you know? So I know we've passed our time, but I have 3 workbooks out now, and my goal by June of next year is to have 6 total. And once I have those 6 total, that's going to be my main push, putting my workbooks out into the world and then creating courses and things around what's in the workbooks. I'm creating – the next one I'm going to do is specifically for young women, young girls and young women, about pop culture, about music, about, you know, sex, abstinence, celibacy, being promiscuous, right, about how we carry ourselves, about, you know, when you lead with sexual energy, that it's going to attract a certain type of energy towards you. When you carry yourself
right.
with a certain level of respect and dignity, it's going to attract a certain type of energy towards you. Hygiene, you know, the power of music and what's happening with the subconscious mind, like a real in-depth conversation between my mind and these young girls and these young women that a lot of parents want their daughters to have but can't really have it with them because they're their parents. You know what I mean?
What?
So that's what's up next, and I'm going to pour a lot into that because that's really important to me. And then once I finish the workbook, I'm going to create a course around it and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Right. We do got a caller, so we're going to take this caller and see what this caller got to say, and then we can give you your closing remarks. And definitely thank
okay.
you and honored for
cool.
you to come through. All right, we're going to go to 702, area code 702. You're on live. It's from Mother Gaga Ali.
First of all, I want to say peace, God. Knowledge
peace.
Born. This is I See Justice. I definitely want to say peace to Sister Zaza. Your growth and development game has been very strong. I've been in the trenches doing a lot of work. But as I look back into the situation of the family, the conscious family as a whole, we all came a long way. A lot of things and subjects that y'all touched tonight was very powerful, very imperative to current events and what's going on. As you know, people are always going to come at you from all different walks of life and strive to mold what you do. But you hit a valid point. Like, if it don't resonate with you, and they not tapped into the same frequency of your life path and your life journey, you ain't even got to rock with it. You definitely
yeah.
on your journey. You definitely on your path. I'm definitely proud of you. You was always a shining star. I picked you a while ago definitely to be on a show that I was doing, and you was always bright. You know we got to always go through our hell to come out right. And
right.
it just makes us stronger,
right.
you know, it makes us stronger. I definitely love what you're doing, Knowledge. Always admired what you did. You activated a lot of things in me in my younger years coming up. And the best of us is here. It's here. We manifesting it now. Definitely stay on what you're doing, Sister Zaza. The book and the projects that you're moving into and touching these youth, young girls out here, I know you can bring a lot to the table through your life journey, through your life path. Sometimes a parent can't touch that child. You have a way of being that medium to actually resonate your wisdom and give them a brighter understanding and navigate, because it's always going to be about getting the bag. And, you know, they've been manipulated into falling into that death and chase that. And, you know, we can help unlock that. We can definitely help unlock that and push them in the positive path where the journey where we need to be at. So in closing, I definitely appreciate everything, you know, y'all bring to the table, and definitely keep rising for sure.
Much love. Right. I appreciate you for the love and for your, you know, your perspectives. It's you know, if we're not evolving, you know, I wrote a post and also put this in my workbook. If water stands too long, it starts to mold. You know what I'm saying? So if you just had a couple of water in some indiscriminate place and it sits without movement, it will start to mold based on the, you know, the weather, the climate, the temperature, the humidity, the, you know, the steam variation and whatnot. Like, that is a metaphor for human beings. If we are not moving, if we're not progressing, if we're not growing, if we're not evolving and changing and learning new things and having new experiences, we start to spiritually and emotionally mold.
Indeed.
That's what depression is. That's what anxiety is. You know what I'm saying? So I give thanks for the people that like you, brother, and those that see the change in me, the development in me, the evolving in me. And it doesn't make me feel any type of way for people that feel some type of way because I'm not on the same script that I was on 5 years ago. If I was on the same script I was on 5 years ago, you shouldn't listen to anything I say.
I know,
you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm not evolving. I'm not growing. I'm not changing. I'm still, you know, so I really appreciate that so much, brother. Thank you so much for your energy and for calling in.
Indeed, sis, definitely. Y'all got my support wholeheartedly, for sure.
Hey, Lord, make sure you email me at dubinalisradio@gmail.com so I can send you a copy of this ebook, you know, for you calling in.
Oh, definitely. I had seen the flyer on Facebook, and I had to tune in, but now I'm definitely going to get at you directly. Oh, man, I got so much science to catch everybody up with. Definitely, Lord. I appreciate that.
All right.
No doubt. Peace to the family. Be in touch soon.
So ZazaAli.com is my website for anybody that's listening, and you can, you know, get access to my videos, my email list specifically. info@ZazaAli.com is my email address. My goal for the rest of this year is to create a high level of content. This December, I'm ending strong, not with what I give the world, but just like internally what I'm working on, my content, so that in 2020, I can really focus on doing what I want to do, which is traveling, experiencing the world, getting the lessons that I need to get from the energy of the world, and I'm really just honing in on my writing and my studying. That's my focus for 2020, so I'm setting myself up now so that, you know, everything will line up the way that it needs to line up. ZazaAli.com is my website. And thank you so much, brother. You know, like I said, I know we had a conversation. You hit a wall, and you are on the other side of that wall, you know, reframing the narrative, reframing your content, and really going to the next level of yourself. So you are growing and evolving and expanding, which is what this is all about. So I tip my hat to you. Keep up the good work, and thank you so much for honoring me with being on your platform.
Work. And I did you know, recraft and rebrand my mission statement. Also, today, I'm going to be doing, well, not today, but today I set up everything to do my cinematic thoughts so I can get my movie breakdowns from, you know, I could get my Siskel and Ebert on. You see what I'm saying? Do my movie reviews on Anchor FM over there, anchor.fm. So, you know, I'm still going to be here doing this, but I want to dedicate that time to my sentimental, my cinematic thoughts, you know, and the effects that movies have on our mind. You see what I'm saying? So I'm doing that, you know.
Sounds like a plan. Well, keep me posted with that progress and how all of that goes. And much love to everybody who tuned in. I'm sending love and positive energy to you all. And I'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right. Peace.
Peace and love.
All right. Out of here, family. Out of here. Shout out. If you like the job, subscribe to the show here, www.blogtalkradio.com/DothKnowledgeRadio. That's DothKnowledgeRadio. Yeah.
Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the ladies in the place. Ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face. Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, Mother Earth. Ain't nothing like a woman. Cause a real man puts women first. Ain't nothing like God of the planet, ruler, mother of the earth. Birth man from your womb, God bless you for the earth. Beauty of the definition of it all, shit. My empress of the moon, crown glory I sit. My night turn to day when you come around me. You hold a brother down and make me feel okay. You ain't got to be a supermodel, slim figure. I love you as you are, you could be a little bigger. I can see your light shining bright from within. I can see divinity, I see it in your grin. Ain't nothing like a woman dressed in pretty brown skin. Picture perfect goddess to the world, use a 10. Heaven in your eyes, thick thighs, big hips. A heart full of gold, pretty feet. Wide hips. I love the way you talk, hear the words of an angel. Keep your head high, never let the world
ain't
change.
Ain't nothing like a woman.
One time for the ladies in the place. Ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face. Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, Mother Earth. Ain't nothing like a woman. Cause a real man puts women first. Ain't nothing like a head roller, finger snapping, love you out of show. Dedicated loving, I'm just showing gratitude. I love the way you walk, love your talk, love it all. I love your imperfections and all your little flaws. Your mispronounced words being heard so beautiful. I just wanna kiss you from your head to your cuticles. Take your heels off, let your back rest, girl. I can give a hell about your flat chest, girl. You ain't gotta be what others say that you oughta be. Every man was born from a woman, you were part of me. Hair did, nails did. Love it when they ain't. Give me good love and make a brother just faint. You ain't got to wear weave, you can rock it natural. Take your perm out, still pretty, that's factual. Bad to the phone, got a throne for you to sit. You my number one song, going gold.
Ain't nothing like a woman.
One time for the ladies in the place. Ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face. Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, Mother Earth. Ain't nothing like a woman. Cause a real man puts women first. Ain't nothing like a light-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like a brown-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like a dark-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like an overweight woman. Got something I can hold on to. I just wanna put a hold on you. Ain't nothing like a good-looking woman. Ain't nothing like a good-cooking woman. Ain't nothing like you.